This is Social Skills Coaching, a podcast brought to you by Newton Media Group and Patrick King Consulting. This is Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. Thanks for joining us today. Today's episode is taken from Patrick King's book, How to Listen, Hear, and Validate. Break through invisible barriers and transform your relationships. This book, of course, is available on Amazon and Audible. You can find it at bit.ly/listen-hear-validate-king. That link, along with many other important links, can be found in the show notes. Thanks for being here today, and here's today's episode. The question is, once you've opened yourself to another's experience, and once you've stepped into it with respect and acceptance, how can you communicate it? We can choose compassionate and careful language that shows our respect and understanding. We can share something of ourselves, so when we say, "I understand," it seems like more than just words. We can ask insightful and thoughtful questions that show we're listening. We can remember the things that are shared with us. We can respect boundaries when they're asserted and take responsibility for times when we miss the mark. All these things are not just about caring, but showing you care. Finally, something you might not have considered is that it is, in a way, our duty to others to be compassionate with ourselves. When we learn to self-validate, we become experts, and we can then take that mastery to others, bringing acceptance and validation to them. When we love and care for ourselves, we elevate all our relationships and interactions and inspire others to self-validate too. Empathy is not just a nice idea. It's something we do practically every day. Once you've done the work of generating empathetic and validating feelings, put them to work and ask the following questions. What does this person most need right now? In what ways am I contributing to how they feel? And what part of the situation is my responsibility? Have I been honest and open in expressing how I feel? Have I set my own boundaries clearly? And am I respecting other people's? What can I say or do right now that would improve the situation? Have I fully expressed my acceptance and openness to this person in terms and language they'll understand? If you read more widely on the topic of empathy, you might find that all its different aspects are some version of one or more of the above three elements. The six-step validation process is an example. We can understand each element as a progressive step, a process that starts within us and brings us closer and closer to others. Empathy begins inside us, one, then makes a bridge to another person, two, and eventually rests fully with them when we express our empathy, three. You may discover in trying to practice that you're better at one element than the other. Great. This can help you focus your efforts. Let's look at an example that uses all three elements. Let's say Peter has a friend, Mike, who has wildly different political views from him. Because he values Mike's friendship, and because he wants to be a more empathetic, understanding person in general, Peter decides to change his approach to the usual disagreements between the two. Privately, Peter gets to learning more about Mike's viewpoint. He reads unfamiliar news sources and tries to really understand the arguments being made. He suspends his own judgment and tries to look with open eyes. Can he see the elements in Mike's life that make these arguments appealing to him? As he reads and researches, he realizes something. Mike is a deeply principled and passionate person who really only wants to do the right thing. Though they have different visions about what the right thing is, Peter realizes that he and his friend actually share this passion. It's why they argue so much. The next time they talk about politics, Peter's prepared. He leaves behind his judgments, biases, and assumptions about what Mike believes. Instead, he asks him, really asks. Mike is flattered by the attention and speaks more openly than he ever has before. He feels respected and actually listened to for the first time. Peter is pleased and decides to take further action. Would Mike be prepared to hear his side of things too? Maybe he would be interested in reading some of Peter's favorite books on the topic. This story has all the elements of empathy working together: open-mindedness, stepping into another person's shoes, and real deliberate action. Fast forward a few months. Peter and Mike still disagree as much as ever. Neither has converted the other to their point of view, and nobody has won. But in a sense, they have achieved something more worthwhile. Their friendship is stronger than ever, their connection more honest and open, and they truly see one another. This is the perfect example of how emotional validation supersedes agreement and harmony. When both people willingly see and accept the other, what does it matter that they disagree on the details? Did you know that at the heart of most communication problems is simply a lack of validation? Today's episode was taken from Patrick King's book, How to Listen, Hear, and Validate. And after applying the proven techniques from this book, you'll be able to increase love, respect, and satisfaction in your relationships. You'll become the person everyone wants in their life. Connect deeper and better and raise the standards for your relationships. To learn more, check out the book on Audible at bit.ly/listenhearvalidateking. That link and many others you might find interesting are in the show notes. Would you be interested in tips on how to avoid awkward silences, how to never run out of things to say, and how to create witty banter in any conversation? Patrick King has a free mini book with actionable steps on how to accomplish each of those items. To request your free copy, please visit bit.ly/PK Consulting. For Patrick King, this is Russell Newton with Newton Media Group. We thank you for joining us today and hope you'll join us in a few days. This has been the Social Skills Coaching Podcast, a joint production of Newton Media Group and Patrick King Consulting.